The History and Topography of Ireland. After Gerald of Wales. Part 6. Fish that are new and not found elsewhere.
The lakes of this country contain three kinds of fish not found anywhere else. The first kind is similar in size and shape to the rainbow trout, although without spotting, and the region behind its gill, running from there under the belly of the fish, is covered in scales of mint green and blue. It is of startling taste and is best eaten entirely without garnish, as the flesh has a tang of herb once cooked. The second type is smaller, although no less astonishing, as it uses the base of the lake and the mud as cover while hunting. Teams of 5 to 6 of these long-nosed fish will bury themselves in the soft silt of the reed beds and surge upwards in unison, tearing larger fish to pieces belly first. The third is much like the Spanish shilt, only with a somewhat larger head. These three fish, although common, are never to be found in the same lakes. In a system of lakes near Armagh, joined by rivers, there are three separate lakes, each containing one example of these species, yet completely missing the other two. If a type of one of these fish is caught and taken to one of the other lakes, it will perish upon being dropped into the water. Indeed, people from the area of these lakes also avoid swimming in their sister lakes. And I was told of a primary school whose entire fifth class became maddened by weeks of continuous itching after making the mistake of practicing water sports on a lake 3 hills over. Lake water is in general mistrusted and underused for both hunting and recreation, its primary value being ritualistic. The question of whether the variation in fish life between lake and lake has some connection to the practices of ritual is one that troubles me, but is, as of yet, still mystery and speculation.
You have been listening to the History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.